الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا، صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. In every majlis of dhikr, we have explained the importance of dhikrullah, the virtues and blessings of dhikrullah, how important dhikr is in the life of every believer. We have come here to make tawbah, istighfar, to make the dhikr of Allah, remember Allah, to purify and cleanse our hearts. The hearts are the dwelling place, or is the dwelling place, the maskan of the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of our weaknesses, instead of filling this heart with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have filled our hearts with every type of vice and evil, and every type of sin, and every type of malady, every type of disease, spiritual disease. We have filled our hearts with pride, arrogance, hasad, jealousy, malice, love of the dunya. Therefore, we require to continuously make what is called takhliya. Mashayikh, we talk about takhliya, which we discussed previously. It means to cleanse his heart, to remove from the heart ghayrullah, to remove from the heart everybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, in the majlis of dhikr especially, when a person is making dhikr sincerely, is devoted, is dedicated, his mind is focused, he is serious. Because when a person makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately the noor of Allah ta'ala permeates his heart. And when this happens, then all those spiritual diseases that he was suffering, all the filth that he was carrying, immediately it begins to wash off. And the more the zikr he will make, and the more the mujahada he will make, and the more the greatness of the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into his heart. And this heart which was dead, spiritually dead, it had become very hard, very distant away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent that the person did not enjoy his ibadat, he did not enjoy the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, felt very miserable, felt very far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned last week the dua of Rasulullah SAW, Allahumma ftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikr. Wallah, with your remembrance, with your zikr, unlock the locks of our heart. Locks which have come about because of our wrongs. So the moment ghayrullah comes out, and a person fills in his heart the love of Allah, the greatness of Allah, this noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, illallah, comes into his heart, dhikr has what we call jadibiyat, a kashish, a magnetic force, a pull, that draws the person closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, a person in the majlis of dhikr especially, he feels the sukoon, the sakina. Something nobody can explain. Suddenly you feel so calm. Your mind feels so calm. Your head feels the calmness, serenity, peace. Especially when a person is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mind goes away from everything of this world. Forgets all his misery, his problems. He reflects over his guna. He reflects over his past. And he realizes that he is the banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barakat of his name, Ismul Jalalah, Allah, is so powerful that suddenly his heart now becomes closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has happened many times when a person making dhikr, especially when he's alone in solitude, because there's more ikhlas in that. Of course, the majlis of dhikr and this gathering, then there are great virtues. How the angels come down and look for such gathering and they go in to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they give a report to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, and they actually come and search such gatherings of dhikr. But also when a person is making dhikr alone and he's alone in his room or she's alone in her room in the darkness, hearing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course not disturbing any person, then suddenly he feels or she feels that every hair on the body just standing on end. A cold shiver goes down the person's spine and the person just bursts out in ecstasy, just bursts out crying. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur is settling down to the person's heart. My Shaykh Damat Barakatuh has mentioned, Dhikr se tere mil gai dil ko hamare sad hayat. That, oh Allah, through your remembrance, our hearts have achieved 100 lives. These hearts which were dead, spiritually dead, suddenly by taking your name, dhikr se tere, mil gayi, dil ko hamare, our hearts have received sad hayat. 100 lives. We feel spiritually charged. We feel that enjoyment and the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst the majlis of dhikr is taking place, of course, if everybody is sincere and devoted, dedicated, mind is focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even for a second the thought of any guna will come into a person's heart. He won't plan any guna or any sin. In fact, he will be detesting and disliking sin. He will feel the remorse and shame of his past. Now he'll make sincere tawbah. So he says, Dhikr se tere mil gayi dil ko hamare sad hayat. Balke tere hi naam se. Balke tere hi naam se zinda hai sari kainat. Wallah, just with your name, just your one name, the entire world is in existence. The barakat of your name is so powerful. Because of your name, the entire world is functioning, it is still alive. The moment your name does not exist, there's the end of this world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal, to make dhikr every day of our life. As I mentioned previously, shouldn't just leave it for just once a week. This is dhikr is every single day of our life. The dhikr that we make with our tongue, after some time, then a person will become Allah conscious. And then, a person's life also. Every action he does, whatever he says, he talks, he moves, travels, deals, then too he is now remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ultimate maqsood of dhikr. That a person must become the muti' of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he's taking the name of Allah, but eventually every limb of his, as though every limb is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, every limb then brings or obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. hadith of Rasulullah has mentioned Mishka Sharif, and the person says, La ilaha illallah, there is no hijab, there is no barrier between the La ilaha illallah that he says and the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this La ilaha illallah reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mashayikh say that we should ponder and reflect in making the dhikr of Allah when you say La. La means no. La ilaha, there is no deity. There is no person worthy of being worshipped or praised or obeyed. You see, La to it, take out from our hearts, picture, imagine every evil passion we have and lust and vice and sin and the wrongs we are doing, each one knows. So we remove from our heart and we say, Illa Allah, then a nur from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a ray, a pillar of nur comes very strong from the arsh of Allah ta'ala into our hearts. It lights up the entire heart and charges the heart and makes the person now spiritually alive.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha Illa Allah, 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 la ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah, 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 la ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah, 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 la Illa Allah, la ilaha 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 illa Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek میں جانے ہوں دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میں جانے ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو نظر آئے دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو نظر آئے دیکھو جیدر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم We take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave me
Imagine that everything in the sky and earth, everything in this world is saying Allah, Allah. The sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah. Every sky is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the clouds are saying Allah, the raindrops are saying Allah, the ground is saying Allah, the crops are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, the flowers are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the butterflies are saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, the fish in the ocean are saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, every animal is saying Allah, and every hair on the body of a believer is saying Allah. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 لا الہ illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حنان ويا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا مالك يا مغني يا صمد اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها Oh my most beloved Allah forgive us every sin we have committed my Allah Ya Allah especially in the days that passed my Allah Ya Allah, every major sin, every minor sin, Ya Allah, sins we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in private, in privacy, in public, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single guna that we committed, my Allah, you forgive us completely. Wash off all the sins from our bodies, from our heart, completely, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, don't make there be any dot of sin remaining, my Allah. Make our hearts clean and pure and pure and white and shining, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make us become clean and pious and pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are committing so much of sins. Ya Allah, we have heard so many talks of guna and harms of sin, my Allah. Oh, may Allah, we frequent the masajid and majalis and the talks, my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us a tawfiq of amal, my Allah. Give us a tawfiq of amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, ya Allah. Show us the right path, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to live a life of misery and suffering and wretchedness. Oh my Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hold us by our hands, my Allah. We are blind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are all seeing, you are all knowing, my Allah. You are the greatest. There is nobody more superior to you, my Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira. Walahu al-kibriya'u fi samawati wal-ard wa huwa al-aziz al-hakim. All greatness, ya Allah, belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the skies, in the heaven, in the earth, everywhere, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our master, you are our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, ya Allah. You are our protector, my Allah. You are our Mawla, my Allah. We've got no other Mawla besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us sitting here, ya Allah, you've got billions of other creation and makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, but besides you, we have got no other deity. We've got no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah.
Oh Allah, forgive us completely, Allah. Bless us, may Allah bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are searching for you, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us find you, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us find you, may Allah. Tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Agar tu mera, sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Agar tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri, may Allah. Allah, if we have got you, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, we will feel so happy, may Allah. We will get the sukoon in our hearts, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, we will have sukoon in our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, we will be obedient to you then, may Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will feel so happy, may Allah, we will enjoy that ecstasy of your dhikr, and your ibadat, and your qurb, may Allah, and your ma'rifat. Oh, may Allah, and then it will be easy for us in the qabr, ya Allah. We will enjoy all the ni'mas in the qabr, may Allah. And in jannat, may Allah, we will be so happy because we will gain your pleasure, may Allah, and your rahmat. Oh, may Allah, but if you do not become ours, ya Allah, and we lose you in the dunya, may Allah, then we have lost dunya and akhirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to become losers, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, you have never deprived any one of us, may Allah. You have been so kind, so kind, so kind. You have given us the greatest of bounties, and that is iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are all reciters of kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, give us the yaqeen of this kalima, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this kalima be a reality in our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us to preserve this kalima in our lives, may Allah. Help us to make an effort for this kalima, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, connect our hearts, ya Allah, with you, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us that ta'alluq with you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to attach ourselves to ya Allah, to dunya and anybody besides you, may Allah. Ya Allah, attach our hearts, ya Allah, only to you, may Allah. Give us the qalb salim, ya Allah. Give us قلب النقي التقي لا غل فيه ولا حسد ولا بغضاء. Oh, may Allah cleanse our hearts from all the filth that we have, the malice, the hatred, the pride, the arrogance, the haughtiness, the anger. Ya Allah, make us have a beautiful akhlaq. Make us be calm, soft-hearted, may Allah. Do not make us become harsh and hard-hearted and cruel. Ya Allah, make people come close to us, ya Allah. Don't make it be such that they go far away from us because of the looseness of our tongue, may Allah, and our evil character, may Allah. Oh Allah, help us to be kind to our wives, ya Allah, and our children, and our parents. Make us be obedient to our parents, ya Allah, and our family members, and our neighbors, and our relatives, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Ya Allah, give us your ma'rifat, give us your qurb, ya Allah, give us a taqwa. Ya Allah, give us khatam wa iman. Allahumma zukna shahadatan fi sabilik. Wal mawta bi baladi habibika al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, burial in jannat, in Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, give us burial in jannatul baqi, ya Allah. Ya Allah, close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikiram, ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah, we will raise, ya Allah, we will rise, ya Allah, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, what else can we have? What else can we ask for, may Allah? Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, from the day of Qiyamah. Give us the Hose Kosar from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Make us be close to him and the Sahaba Ikram and the Awliya, his Kamilin, Siddiqeen, may Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any Hisab Kitab, without any reckoning, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the beautiful ni'mat of Jannah, ya Allah, and your pleasure, may Allah. Grant us the momentous occasion in Jannah, ya Allah, when suddenly, ya Allah, you will remove the barrier between us and you and the veil, and ya Allah, the Jannatis will see you, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, grant us a beautiful occasion when we will see you, oh, may Allah. Oh Allah, save us from every type of fitna and fasad, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from every type of trial and tribulation, may Allah. Remove all our grief and worries and misery and sorrows, ya Allah, and depression, ya Allah. Remove all our sicknesses, ya Allah. So many people, so many are sick and ailing in hospital, at home, and so many other clinics and so many other places, ya Allah. Some have undergone operation, some are going for an operation, ya Allah. Masoom children, ya Allah, young children who've got brain tumors, ya Allah. Or they've got cancer of the blood, may Allah. Ya Allah, they are elderly people, ya Allah, our mothers and sisters, and ya Allah, our nieces and daughters, and ya Allah, our wives, ya Allah. Our children, ya Allah, our parents, may Allah, so many are sick, ya Allah. Grant each one of us shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from every type of deadly disease, ya Allah.
Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumeen, Ya Allah. Give them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. A'la illiyin, the highest of stages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive any one of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many areas and so many countries and so many towns and so many cities where the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pareshan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are wars that are taking place. There is a flood, earthquake, or whatever disaster, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, there are fights and wars taking place, Ya Allah. There is zulm taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the hands of the zalimeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasirin, from the zulm of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, Ya Allah. Give us your hifazat, Ya Allah. Give us your protection, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم يا الله give us حلال روزي يا الله give us plentiful يا الله give us بركة in our رزق يا الله يا الله do not make us have to toil and work so hard يا الله يا الله give us our رزق in a gold on a golden platter يا الله يا الله and make us use it يا الله in the correct avenues such places that you are pleased with يا الله help us to emulate every sunnah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم وما يلا all the حجاج who have gone for حج يا الله And so many of them are still going, Ya Allah. Grant each one of them Hajj Mabroor and Maqbool, Ya Allah. Accept their ziyarat. Accept their Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah and their Tawaf of the Baytullah. Their Safa and Marwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept each one of them and make them return in a good condition, in a pious condition, in the condition that every sin of theirs is completely forgiven and they return like newborn babies, Ya Allah. Allah, those of us, Ya Allah, who wanted to go for Hajj, Ya Allah, so many people had applied, but they were not accepted, Ya Allah. Grant us the Hajj Maqbool and Mabroor, Ya Allah. Make it be possible for so many people, for each one of us, Ya Allah, to go for Hajj and Umrah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever jaiz murad our brothers and sisters have, Ya Allah, especially those who are here tonight, Ya Allah, fulfill each one's dua and plea, Ya Allah. Each one has got some worry. Some problem, remove that difficulty. Remove it, my Allah. Give us that sukoon, Ya Allah. Fulfill each dua for each desire of ours, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مُولَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين